Countless hours and resources on marketing campaigns that never deliver results? What if you could unlock a steady stream of high-quality leads and customers without lifting a finger? This episode is a must-listen for any business owner or entrepreneur seeking a game-changing referral system that puts new business on autopilot. Join us today as Brandon Barnum, the founder of HOA.com and Raving Referrals, and the mastermind behind a revolutionary referral marketing strategy that has businesses in every industry buzzing, joins us. Brandon has cracked the code on generating an endless flow of referrals, and he's here to share his closely guarded secrets with our listeners. So with that, Brandon, welcome to the Software Spotlight.
I love it, Michael. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for having me. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, very, very, very fun. So I guess if we were to peel back the curtain, if you can kind of give us a little bit of your backstory and let us know how you got to where you are today.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Okay, so the origin story, right? So I went to college and got a degree in marketing. I found out in college that you don't have to be married to have a kid. And so at 22, I was a father. And at 24, I was a single dad. I had full custody of my son. And I was only making about $20,000 a year at that point. So I really couldn't afford life, right? And I found that out because my mortgage company kept sending my checks back with three little letters that said NSF, insufficient funds. Because once I started paying daycare, I couldn't afford it. So I had to make a change. I ended up getting into the mortgage industry. And I had somebody mentor me in the art and the science of what I now call raving referrals. And in 18 months, I was able to 10X my income from $20,000 a year to $200,000 a year. And so ever since, I've just been on a mission to help as many people do the same.
That's fantastic. And I think, you know, at a high level, many people, you know, rely on referrals, you know, for their next opportunity. And people buy from people, and that's what referrals are all about. So can you give us a little bit, you know, I've heard people say that your methods are counterintuitive, but game changing. Can you give us a little idea of what that means?
Oh, wow. I love that. Okay. You know, really interesting. When you think about referrals, most people get their business by referrals. In fact, Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, he says 98% of businesses rely on referrals, but only 3% have a system for referrals. And that's what I find all the time, right? So people get referrals, but they really don't have a plan, a system, an engine. So what we do is we focus heavily on two different things. One, your past clients to get more referrals from the people that already know that your service is great. And then
right,
also,
because they know and love you.
And they've got a story to tell, right?
Sure.
They have a personal experience with your brand. So the second group, though, is other people that are already serving your perfect prospect. We call those referral partners. And what we know is that most people don't have many of them. In fact, we've surveyed and researched thousands of professionals. 32% of people that responded had zero referral partners that had given them one opportunity in the last 90 days. 47% had one or two. So you add those together, that's 79%. It's almost like the 80-20 rule of people that don't have many referral partners between zero and two. Now, we only had 2% that had 10 or more referral partners, but those people on average were making over $250,000 a year. So that's where we want to help everybody get to. Most people don't know how to do that, but here's what's more important. Is not that you create a referral partnership, but that you activate a referral partnership. And so that's really what we teach, that may be a little controversial, is we help people co-market and cross-promote each other. Now, we do that at HOA.com through an automated community engine that keeps people top of mind with all their database. Ultimately, it's about working together with people that you trust and helping other people solve their clients' challenges through your services.
Got it. So can you walk us through maybe a day in the life of one of the referral partners on HOA.com and how the system actually, you know, benefits them and works hand in hand like you're talking?
Yeah, you bet. So HOA.com is really for professionals. It's the number one referral network for professionals who serve homeowners. But for homeowners themselves, it's their online hub, everything about their home and their community in one location, right? So we're creating a platform that's kind of like Nextdoor meets Angie's List meets Zillow, where we've got a community page for every neighborhood in America. And then we have the top trusted pros, the realtors, mortgage lenders, insurance agent, painter, plumber, HB, all the people who serve those homeowners in that specific community. And we really teach what we call hyper-local social farming, which means we're going to work together as a team, and we're going to add value to and serve this community as a whole, right? And over half of all Americans who own a house live in an HOA. So that's why we do that through HOA.com. Now, the professional, what they do when they come on board is it's really actually simple, and our system is set it and forget it. When they first create their account, they're going to do four things. They're going to create their profile about them, like their LinkedIn profile, if you will. Number two, sure. They're going to claim any communities. In our system, we allow the professionals to license, they apply for and become the top professional in that industry, in that neighborhood. So they license individual neighborhoods exclusively, okay. So they get retargeted too. So that's the second thing. The third thing they're going to do is they're going to invite their trusted team. The professionals that they give business to and receive referrals from, and now they're going to formalize their partnership using our co-marketing engine. And that's the fourth step, is they upload their homeowner database, and then our system sends out an email with their home safe report. And the home safe report gives the homeowner everything about their home in one location. So it starts with their valuation, how much is their house worth? And that gets updated every month, and we send an update. So kind of like checking your stocks, the homeowner can see if the value has increased or decreased.
Okay.
But that home safe report also has all kinds of information about your home, your tax assessment history, the ownership history of that property, your mortgage, everything you want to know in one place. And then it also includes the team of professionals that serves that neighborhood. And so once a pro sets up their marketing engine, it's on autopilot. It just runs every month. It sends out emails to the collective homeowners of you and your referral partners. And because of those partnerships, you have other people promoting you to the homeowners they serve. So it increases your total visibility 10 to 100 times.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. Everybody is marketing together.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, it really addresses the biggest pain point that a lot of, local professionals have. You know, the cost of advertising through traditional online methods just continues to skyrocket, and the return on that investment continues to decline. So I think you've really addressed a huge, huge gap in the marketplace. I mean, I think if you look at it at a high level, you know, a lot of the traditional players like Google and Facebook and even non-traditional players like TikTok, a lot of these companies are being driven by outside forces, stock markets, you know, for ever increasing profitability to the bottom line. And you know, and I know that the reality of ever increasing profits is not possible to deliver on. So I think, you know, the value that you're adding by helping these professionals co-market is immense. Now, many businesses struggle to get referrals consistently. What do you see as some of the common pitfalls that these businesses are making that are really holding them back from tapping into, a source of leads and customers like this?
Well, it's a great question, Michael. I think people don't know what they don't know, right? So they do the best they can. What I know after serving these types of professionals, right? Professionals that might be like Stan in a van, and he's a single guy, and it's, you know, he's selling his time for money, but he's providing a valuable service. He just doesn't know how to elevate his business to the next level, right? Because he's great at painting or plumbing, but not necessarily marketing. So that's why we try and manage that for them, help them out. You talk about some of those online lead platforms. And we teach the difference between a lead and a referral, right? Getting a lead online from some search is cool. And especially if somebody's looking for your service now, it can be great. But the conversion rate of somebody who's been referred to you is on average 400% higher. And the average profitability of clients that are referred to you versus online is 16% higher because the trust factor is so much better.
Makes a lot of sense. So it's a much more valuable opportunity because it's one that comes with trust.
It's huge. And so to answer your question, right, where's the gap? Where are people missing out? So they don't know what they don't know, so they don't know what to do. One of the things that we teach them in our Raving Referrals course is the art of the ask. Everybody should be asking from what they want more in life. People are held back. Now, there's a way to ask for referrals that's totally comfortable for the client. And so that's what we teach. It's called the art of the ask. And basically, there's three steps. You're going to set the stage. You're going to listen for referral triggers. And then you're going to ask to get. Okay, you're going to ask to get. So that first step is really important. That's setting the stage. People get uncomfortable, and you're maybe uncomfortable just asking for somebody for something, right?
Sure.
However, when you set the stage up front and say, you know, I'd like to ask you for a favor, would it be okay if once we show you our 5-star service and really prove to you that we're going to wow you with what we deliver, would it be okay to ask you for referrals at a later date? Okay. We call that setting the stage. Now, everyone always says yes to that because what have you really done? You haven't asked him for anything today. You're basically saying, I'm going to do a dang good job for you. And when I do, I'd like to earn the right to ask you for referrals. So you may get some referrals right there on the spot because people see you as serving, not selling. So that's
makes
step
a lot
one.
Of seven, sense.
Right? Big difference. Just energetically, because you're there to make a difference rather than to make a dollar. So that's step one, setting the stage. Step two is listening for the referral triggers. And Michael, that's going to be something like, Michael, I really think this was so amazing. Thank you for your service. Thank you for helping me with this. I look so good. I feel so great. I made so much money. I saved so much time. My business is growing. Whatever service you deliver, you're looking to create that wow experience so that your client voluntarily praises you for it. Right? That's
sure.
The ultimate sign you've done a great job in your business. And when you hear that, now it's time to ask to get. Michael, I'm so glad to hear you say that. Remember when we first started working out, I told you I was going to deliver an amazing 5-star experience for you. And I love to do that. So is there anybody else in your life that you know right now that could use this same type of 5-level service? And depending on what industry you are, we customize that conversation for the industry and really describe the person that needs the help that you provide.
So it sounds like to me, you've really taken that magic formula and incorporated that whole formula and process into HOA.com.
Yes, absolutely. That we teach and train it. There's two things happening at the same time. One is the training, and the second is the tools, the technology, right? You have to understand what to do because much of this is about relationships. And there's no technology, there's no AI that is going to help you really build deep relationships because that requires time. Typically in person with two human beings, and there's no technology that can solve that. We can keep you top of mind. We can keep your brand on the radar, if you will, of your client base, but it's all about relationships. And so relationships are what trigger transactions. The more you serve people and make a difference in their life, the more they rave about you to everyone they know.
Yeah. And at a high level, a lot of these home service professionals are really, you know, the relationships are symbiotic. I mean, you know, every plumber that installs a hot water heater needs an electrician to hook up the electricity. And every individual that you know, hooks up that generator needs somebody to hook up the gas line or whatever it is. So, you know, there's a lot of different skill sets involved. And, you know, it just lends itself to these types of relationships. And it makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of these types of home service professional businesses that are, you know, committed to communities can, you know, generate tremendous volumes of referrals through happy, happy customers.
And everybody wins and everybody feels good about it. And, you know, we believe in our current age of technology that people are more connected than ever, but they feel more disconnected than ever. So what we're doing really at the community, at the neighborhood level, let's forget about the tech for a second. Let's talk about real people in the real world. And yes, we're a technology company, but we're really, our tagline is connecting communities. Because within the communities, the neighborhoods in which we live are the people that we live around. And nowadays, people don't really interact as often as they used to with those neighbors.
Right.
And so we create community events, impact events, right? Like we just had a neighborhood barbecue. I was just on a conversation. Somebody's inviting me out there, having a bounce house for the kids. They'll have about 100 homeowners that will come out. They're going to barbecue and have a food truck and games for the kids. And it usually doesn't cost a lot of money. It just requires the organization. Leadership.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a big part of the opportunity, you know, I think of my in-laws, you know, they live in a small community with an HOA and they have, you know, a clubhouse. Every one of these communities has a clubhouse. And, you know, it's always a matter of the events and the programming and the scheduling and all of that. So if the platform kind of lends itself to bringing people together for these events and organizing them and just getting the ball rolling, I mean, it's adding a huge value for the community itself.
It's huge. And it can't be appraised or valued. How do you put a dollar figure on the value of bringing neighbors together and a community together? And for the professionals that become part of our network, they get to be a part of that. They get to show up and show out, whether it's a quarterly event, they get to have somebody from their team with their branded polo, and now they've got visibility and are able to serve those people face to face.
So for other professionals that might be listening to this podcast today that may be in different industries, or they're just saying to themselves, you know, this HOA sounds great, but it's not exactly a fit for what I'm doing.
Right.
How can these businesses leverage technology to automate or streamline their referral processes to generate referrals on autopilot like you've set up on HOA?
Yeah, you know, there's a few platforms out there. There's some great affiliate networks like Impact.com, for example, has affiliate tracking and management, and you can go partner with some of the biggest brands and bring them into your program. There's also, you know, different tools like even Go High Level now has referral tracking built into their platform. So there's technologies and tools out there where you can manage it individually. You know, obviously, we've built a platform to help the masses. But you know, I think that the biggest message here is you definitely want to track the referrals that you're getting and also giving. And even if you don't have a SaaS platform to manage that, you can do it with a spreadsheet, a Google Doc to get started. The important thing is that you're tracking, you know, hopefully your CRM has tags as to how you met each individual that comes into contact with your company. And you got to track that. You got to look at the reporting. We recommend that you offer referral rewards if it's appropriate for your industry. You might hear that being called affiliate fees or commissions or something like that. But we love to reward people for referring people to us.
Yeah, it's just a good positive experience for everyone. So for businesses that are kind of just starting out, you know, what are the first steps that you recommend to lay the correct foundation for setting up a successful referral program?
Well, really, it starts with your authority and credibility. So you got to have a website. You got to have a profile that you're sending people to. We actually recommend that you have a referral kit of some sort. Some people like to do them with printed kind of referral kits that they'll give to their clients and customers with a discount or a rebate.
Sure.
That's a great option. You can do that digitally as well. And you can really automate the ask. You know, we were talking about the art of the ask earlier. Well, make sure that in all of your communications, either your email footers, maybe your invoices or monthly statements, newsletters, that you're asking for referrals in those documents, right? And by doing that, you're automating the ask. You don't always have to do the ask. We just have to remind people that we love referrals and we'd be happy to help anyone that they care about.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. Sometimes it's just asking to get that referral, as you said earlier. Can you share a specific success story of maybe a business or two on the platform and some of the results they've seen after getting involved in the system?
Absolutely. I was in Las Vegas last week and I was meeting with one of our certified pros, and she's in the mortgage industry. And she got onto our platform about 14 months ago. And at that point, she had zero referral partners. She had just become a mortgage originator. She came from the processing side of the industry. Sure. And she started doing what we say. She used our system. She now has 69 referral partners sending her business. In fact, last year, she got 461 referrals that led to 170 loan applications.
That's fantastic.
So what we say is it works when you work it, Michael. You know, like there's other people that sign up and they don't do anything. But when the people do the work, they get the results quick.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, a big part of anything in life. You know, obviously, as you said, it's not just setting up a relationship. It's activating that relationship and getting the results that it are obviously desired on both sides. Otherwise, the relationship would not have started at the beginning. And,
you know, and Michael, think about what you were just talking about with the home service pros. I think you mentioned a painter and a plumber.
Sure.
How often do you hear from the painter and the plumber that last served your home?
Not often.
No, we call it ghost mode. We call it, they go into ghost mode, right? Yeah. So if you think about the blue collar pros that serve your home, right? All of the people that are using tools to make your house better, typically they are transactional. You call them when you need help and they come out and they fix a thing and then they leave and you don't hear from them again.
Exactly.
So that's one of the things that our system fixes, is that follow-up failure. That painter, that plumber should be top of mind. And what we're doing for the homeowners is helping the homeowners save all of their top trusted pros in one location. So now not only do you have the information about your house, you have your Rolodex, if you will, your contact list of each of your top trusted pros in one location. So, you know, whether you join HOA.com or you just take the ideas and implement it into your own business, it's just good business.
Yeah. And I would think that, you know, homes are like an entity in and of themselves. So, you know, a lot of the relationships that the home has with different contractors could genuinely carry over from one homeowner to the next in terms of those relationships. You know, you have a plumber that understands all the intricacies of that property and all the warranties and all the things that are in that property, and probably would be the best person to advise the newest homeowner as well.
I think you're exactly right. Imagine buying a home where you already had the list of the top 20 service providers that have been serving the home for the last 10 years. Wouldn't that be helpful?
You bet.
Absolutely. So that's what we're doing, you know, really helping people, because when people move into a new home, they don't know who to trust. They typically move from a different area. They know no one. And so 85% of the time they go with the first company they come into contact with in that industry.
Now, referrals are often, you know, kind of like SEO. You know, it's a long-term play. And a lot of times businesses are looking for immediate results, immediately, you know, seeing a return on their investment. What do you say to that type of, you know, business owner, and how do you bring them into the ecosystem to get to that point where they're seeing the results?
Well, so there's fast results and there's long-term results, right? We've been talking about referral partnerships and nurture marketing, and those are long-term. Like, that's running the marathon. This is tortoise and the hare, right? that's the tortoise that you know is going to get to the finish line no matter how long it takes. It's going to pay off. Now, the hare is how quickly can we see new revenue, right? And so if that's you and you're looking to activate and generate revenue as quickly as possible, you start with your existing client base, right? Do a referral reward contest. Ask for referrals, right? Have a campaign and a program. In my book, Raving Referrals, we give lots of different examples of how you frame one of these. But essentially, you can do a survey to your past clients. You can make a special offer to your past clients. If you've built a database, it's about building relationship and adding value to those people. And as long as you've added enough value through the services you provide, then you can ask for a review, a referral, a recommendation, whatever the case may be. But it's all about give, 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 ask, right? You want to give over and over again to where people are happy to give back.
Now, obviously, it's a team sport and everybody within the organization needs to be part of the team. What role does company culture, employee engagement play in a referral system? You know, if it's a solo owner, obviously they get it. But how do they incorporate everybody on the team to be part of this team sport?
Well, I think that's like anything else. When you're building culture, it requires training, right? You've got to systemize how your business operates. And that's the onboarding training manual that you have to build out once you get to a certain place in business. You know, the stand on the van may not have one, but over time, that's what you build. And in that process, when you're bringing a new team member on, you help them understand what your processes are. And if there's a conversation like the art of the ask that needs to be in every client onboarding, for example, then you teach and train that this is how we do it. We call it the champion way, right? Because we want people to aspire to operate like a champion. So what is that champion way? Well, here's how we do it at our company.
Got it. Okay. So it's just a matter of taking the bull by the horns and just kind of laying down the expectations of the way it's done and what's been successful for the organization and all of that. So that makes a lot of sense.
It's the organization's way of doing business. And right now we're having a conversation that spans different organization sizes, right? So depending on the maturity of your business, if you've got a larger team, then yeah, you want to teach and train them to do it your way and automate the ask by incorporating referrals, rewards, ratings and reviews in your corporate communication. And that way it's just automated every single time. It's just the way you do it.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. And for different home service professionals that are listening to the podcast now, what are the different ways that they can get up and running with the system? And are there different levels or different, you know, strategies to get started?
If you're talking about onhoa.com, everybody joins as a certified pro. It's just $357 a year to be a member of our referral network. People then, once they're a member, they can license additional communities if they want to expand their reach. Because we've got two things happening at the same time. One thing is marketing to your existing client base and database. The other is having HOA.com promote you out to communities that you farm. So we help you build your business in both ways at the same time.
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense. Well, this has been a great deep dive on some of the topics that we've covered today. And I think a really helpful learning lesson for a lot of people who are either just getting started in referral marketing or are in with both feet, but just looking for a better way and a better system for, you know, getting the most out of their referrals and opportunities. So really appreciate your joining us.
My pleasure, Michael. And I would say if you want to learn more, you can go to ravingreferrals.com or pick up the Raving Referrals book on Amazon. It's the best money you'll ever spend, the highest ROI, quite frankly. And if you want to connect with me, you can check me out on bookingbrandon.com. Sorry, brandonbarnum.com.
Perfect. No, I really appreciate that. And we'll leave that in our show notes so people can connect if they didn't connect that quickly. And coming up on our next episode, on Monday, we'll have Dave Taylor. He's the founder and lead strategist at Infront Marketing, a full-service digital marketing agency based in Toronto. With over a decade of experience in the industry, Dave and his team specialize in helping businesses of all sizes develop and execute effective online marketing strategies that drive growth and success. So be sure to tune in for that episode and check out our website, softwareoasis.com, to sign up for our free weekly newsletter to keep on top of the latest in software and technologies and to join our weekly software webinars. So once again, Brandon Barnum, thank you so much for joining us from HOA.com.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you having me.